Bonjour Alice, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. That evening was so much fun. Alice and I picked a tiny attic bedroom and we spent ages putting all our clothes into a cute little wardrobe. Then, when everyone was unpacked, Dad drove us to the beach nearby and we swam for ages and didn't even turn blue. On the way back, we drove to the supermarket and Mum got so excited by the display of organic chicken, she forgot all about the cans of lentil stew and the chickpeas. So we had an almost normal dinner. When we were finished, Alice sat back and sighed. "That's the nicest dinner I've ever eaten," she said. And I think she really meant it. Then Mum beamed at her, and Dad hugged Mum, and Rosie hugged Alice. And it looked like maybe this was going to be a fantastic holiday. Alice and I talked for ages before we went to sleep, so we slept very late in the morning. When we woke up, we could hear Mum downstairs, clattering around in the kitchen. "Donal," she called, "I can't find the porridge. I know I packed two bags and I can't find them anywhere. Have you seen them?" "No," said Dad. Then Mum raised her voice. "Girls, are you awake? And did either of you unpack the porridge?" Alice suddenly started to laugh. "Why are you laughing?" I asked. "Since when is porridge so funny?" Alice giggled again. "I'm the one who unpacked the porridge." "And that's funny because?" "Well, let's just say I did some advance unpacking." "What on earth are you on about?" I asked. Alice sat up in bed. "I unpacked the porridge before we left Limerick. I sneaked it out of the car and hid it in your garage when none of you was looking." Now I laughed too. "I didn't know you hated porridge that much," I said. Alice shrugged. "I don't. I quite like it, actually, especially with honey on top. But I know how much you hate it, so I thought I'd do you a big favour." I gave a big, happy smile. "Now that was a big favour. Thanks, Al." "Girls," said Mum suddenly, and her voice was much closer than before. Suddenly, she opened our bedroom door. "Good morning. And did you hear me calling? I was wondering if one of you unpacked the porridge." I looked at Alice and Alice looked at me. "Sorry, Mum," I said. "Neither Alice nor I has seen one flake of porridge since we arrived in France." It wasn't a lie, but it wasn't really what Mum wanted to know. Alice smiled at her. "Why don't Megan and I get dressed real quick and we can cycle down to the baker shop and buy some lovely fresh bread for breakfast?" Mum didn't seem able to make up her mind. "But I was hoping to make some porridge for us all." "Oh, I suppose it doesn't matter. We're in France, so we'd better do as the French do." 5 minutes later, Alice and I were cycling to the baker shop. And it was just like I'd pictured our holidays. All warm and happy and fun. And the very best thing was, the bread was so nice, Mum didn't mention porridge once more for the entire holiday.